Doreen, and I'd like to hope, is a typical case, but I really doubt that she is. Part of the reason for that is because she kept copious records and notes of her move. So I feel as though we're very fortunate to have quite an intimate look at her life and her own thoughts and reflections on this move. And it's from her diary entries and the many letters that she wrote to people in her community that I've been able to construct this interpretation of her move into the community. Ultimately, the move into the community was like many others, though. During the 1970s and even earlier in the 1960s, a number of provincial state-run facilities were being downsized or closed, or their budgets were being cut, which facilitated a move into the community. Some people celebrated this move as a progressive development in mental health care, but others felt that it kind of dumped individuals into the community. And I think Doreen fits somewhere in between, although she very much embraced her move into the community. She also felt that her life in an institution hadn't really, hadn't fairly prepared her for life on her own in the community. Initially, she moved into a halfway house, and it was about 2 years before she lived on her own, which she did in a basement apartment in Red Deer, Alberta, where she had lived in an institution previously. And to speak a little bit more about her challenges and successes, many of the challenges she faced were ones of a lack of preparedness. As I mentioned, she felt that the institution had been really the only home that she knew, that was familiar, that had provided her with some support and some structure. And moving out into the community, a lot of that was taken away. She had some newfound freedoms, but she also found that some of those freedoms came with challenges. And for example, in the institution, she was very fond of helping her friends and helping other men and women in the institution, whether that be with meals or with cleaning or with different tasks that were assigned in the institution. When she moved into the halfway house, however, she found that trying to help people with their meals or help people take care of themselves became a bit of an imposition for the staff who were paid to do those jobs, and it put her in a bit of conflict with people who were hired to take care of the residents in the halfway house. And she found it a bit discomforting, and it was very uncomfortable for her to try to negotiate these new roles that she was supposed to play. However, there were many, many, many successes that she encountered, and she recorded in her diary and also later in letters to the editor. She started off being faced with many of these challenges, trying to find out how to make her doctor's appointments, how to pick up checks from social services, how to really negotiate her own world outside the institution. All of these things, of course, have been taken care of for her inside the institution. But when she moved out, some of those challenges turned into successes as she became quite confident in her ability to navigate these situations, and then also to turn that into a way to help others. So she would regularly visit some of her former friends, or some of her friends rather, who had formerly been in the institution with her, who are now living on their own or living with family or in halfway houses. And she would help them to negotiate bus schedules, to read bus schedules, to go to the library, to take advantage of some of the community services available that they really hadn't known very much about previously. And some of those successes were acknowledged in awards that she earned in the community for her Heart of Gold. That's one of the awards that she won was a, or achieved was a Heart of Gold award for Red Deer. But she also found it very troubling as she saw a number of people feeling rather withdrawn from their community, whether a result of the institutional upbringing that they had had or their challenges in terms of dealing with the society around them. They felt shame, they felt a degree of stigma, and many of her friends decided not to go outside as a result. So Doreen found, although she found so, she had her own personal successes as she embraced the world outside, she really found that it was difficult watching some of her friends and peers withdraw even further than perhaps they had seemed to in the institution.